how to establish a new concept.
好，那传道书里面讲旧的观念又是什么？
So what is this old concept that Ecclesiastes is talking about?
就是如果没有神，我的人生也可以过得很有意义，很有价值，这个是错的。
The concept is saying that even if I did not have God in my life, I can live a meaningful life.
所以传道书重复一句话，虚空。
So Ecclesiastes will repeatedly say vanity.
就是如果我的人生不是以神为中心，不管我成就什么都是空的。
That's to say that if my life is not centered around God, no matter what I do, it is all vanity.
不管我对我的人生多满意，如果我不是以神为中心，都是空的。
And it doesn't matter how satisfied I am with my life, if God is not at the center of it, it is all vanity.
这个不好拆掉。
And this is a difficult concept to change.
拆不掉。
It's almost impossible to remove.
因为周围的人都是这样想。
And it's because the majority of people think this way.
我每一天跟他接触，我们被同化了。
And every day we interact with these people, so we've assimilated with them.
那要拆掉这个观念，需要对神有信心的。
And in order to change this concept, we must have faith in God.
也对神有认识。
And we also must know God.
就是没有神的人生，一切都是空的。
And that is to say that a life without God, then that life is empty.
空的就是零。
And that empty is zero.
这个对现在很忙碌的人生是一个很大的提醒。
And this is a stern reminder to those who are very busy.
我的人生这么忙，真的是以神为中心吗？
Even though my life is this busy, do I really put God at the center of it?
如果是，就不虚空。
If it is, then my life is not vain.
如果不是，就是空的。
But if my God is not at the center,
就是这么简单。
Then it is vanity, and it is this simple.
有一个父亲假如说一个父亲有十个儿子
，If there is a father and he had 10 sons，
那每个儿子都给他100万
，And he gave every son $1 million。
到最后我们看这个十个儿子活得一辈子
，At the end of their lives, if we see how the sons live，
我们就发现这个十个孩子每一个人的结论不太一样。
We can see that the conclusion for each one of them, it could be very different.
有的一百万花到最后连一块钱也没有。
Some may squander their $1 million to not have a single penny left.
有的人一百万他可以管一千万或者一亿万。
And some may turn that $1 million to $10 million or even more.
每一个人经营的方式不一样，他的结论就不一样。
So how every son handles that $1 million, the result will be different.
我们的天父他给我们每一个人都有一个资本。
So God has given every one of us a resource.
就是人活着是70岁，强壮的是80岁。
If someone to live to 70 or to 80, then that's where their strength is.
所以平均人就是有70-80年的资本。
So they will have 70 to 80 years to live.
那什么叫做成功？
So what is to succeed?
就是活的70-80年，最后的论定不会变成零，这个叫做成功。
To live a successful life is that when you live to 70 and 80, your life is not empty.
那么什么叫做失败？
And what is failure?
70-80年神给我们的宝贵的生命，活到最后是空的，这个叫做失败。
To fail is to live 70-80 years that God has given us this precious time, but to live it in vain.
那为着让我们能够过一个很有意义的价值的人生。
So in order for us to live a meaningful life.
所以我们人生最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing in our life?
一生最重要的事是要有智慧。
And that is to have wisdom.
我们先来看诗篇的90篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 90.
诗篇的90篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
12节
Verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
从12节到17节摩西有7个心愿，就是向神的7个祈求。
From verse 12 to verse 17, Moses has 10 wishes of God.
那他第一个祈求求什么？
And his first request, what is it?
求神给他得着智慧的心。
That he may gain a heart of wisdom.
那这个智慧的心是从哪里来？
And where does this heart of wisdom come from?
求神指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
It comes from being able to number our days.
就是求神给我算算神给我有多少的本钱。
So we ask God to let us know how much He has given us.
然后给我智慧让我这个本钱能够做最有用的投资。
And that with wisdom we know how to spend what God has given us.
这个是摩西在七个心愿里面第一个祷告。
And this is the first request that Moses have made of God out of the seven.
那这个第一个祷告，等于我们在开车以前啊，现在很多人在用 GPS 啊，特别是你没有去过的地方，那一点先定住了。
So nowadays, a lot of us, when we're driving and we're going someplace we've never been before, we use our GPS.
所以我们一生要活得很成功，第一个先用智慧来决定几件重要的事情，这样我们的方向才不会。才不会搞乱。
So in order for us to live a successful life, we must live it with wisdom, and we must first understand our destination, so we don't live a life that strays from the path.
所以有时候我们常常在想哦，我们到底什么时候曾经很认真地在追求智慧，很认真地在祈求神给我们智慧来过一个很好的人生呢？
So we must think, when have we seriously pursued wisdom and wisdom to live our lives?
结果我们发现最重要的要引导人生方向的其实我们常常都忘记了去追求。
And then we realize the most important aspect in directing our lives we have forgotten to pursue after.
所以摩西他第一个他就知道去祈求智慧。
So Moses understood that first of all he must ask for wisdom.
好，那我们现在回来看传道书的十二章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
这个十二章我想用几点跟大家一起来学习。
And I'd like to share a few points in chapter 12.
第一点。
The first.
我们要学习过一个负责任的人生。
We must live a life that is responsible.
我们知道结婚以后跟单身就不一样。
We know that life after marriage is different from life when you're single.
结婚以后要向配偶负责。
And so after you're married, you must be accountable to your spouse.
单身没有配偶。
When you're single, you don't have to respond to anyone.
那生孩子。
After you have children.
我们就知道当了父母要对孩子负责。
We know that we must be responsible for our children as parents.
不只是把他养得身体很健康。
Not only do we have to let them be healthy physically,
不只是让他受很好的教育,
and not only do we need to ensure they receive a good education,
更重要, 要帮助他建立跟神的关系。
Most importantly, we must make sure they establish a good relationship with God.
如果我们愿意负责任,
if we are willing to be accountable for these things,
生孩子,
then we can have children.
如果我们不愿意负责任,
but if we are unwilling to be responsible,
我们生的孩子害了他。
If we have children, then this actually harms them.
那有时候我们就想我们是孩子。
And sometimes we think that we ourselves are children.
我们上面有父母。
And that we have a father above.
所以我们要对我们的父母负责任。
So we must also be accountable to our father.
因此我们每一个人都要学习一个负责任的人生。
So everyone must learn how to live a responsible life.
好。那我们现在到底要向谁负责
？So who are we responsible for？
我们现在看十二章的第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
传道书十二章的第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
请读。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, "I have no pleasure in them."
这个地方讲，在我毫无喜乐年日未曾临近之先，要纪念造你的主。
And here it records that I remember our Creator in the days of your youth before the years draw near.
我们要提醒自己。
So we must remind ourselves.
要纪念造我们的主。
We must remember the God who created us.
就是我们是被造的。
So that is to say that we were created.
所以我们有一个主人。
So we have a master.
这个主人拥有我们。
And this master, he has us.
这个主人就是天上的神。
And this master is our Father in heaven.
但是我们不能够向神宣布，我从你独立，我不需要你。
But we cannot tell this God in heaven that I want to be independent and I don't need you.
因为我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎神。
Because everything in our lives, it all has to do with God.
神是给我们饮食、饱足、满心喜乐。
And God gives us not only material needs, but joy and peace.
如我们能够活着是因为神愿意。
And we're able to live because God allows it.
所以我们对神有责任。
So we have a responsibility to God.
这是第一点，我们对人生一个最大的提醒，我们对神有责任。
And this is one of the most important reminders in our life is that we are responsible to God.
那什么事情会让我们失去这种感觉呢？
But what kind of things will let us forget this?
因为这里讲说要纪念造你的主，那反过来讲就是忘记造我们的主。
Because here in verse 1 it says to remember the Creator, which is to say that people will forget their Creator.
这是很容易的，我们活着忘记的，我们有一个主人。
And it's actually very easy to live and forget our Creator.
好像我们被公司的老板差派去出差到风景很好的地方去出差，我们就一直在那里看风景，忘记了我是来出差的。
So just like if our boss were to send us on a business trip to a wonderful destination, we might be too busy enjoying the scenery.
那现在回去见到老板怎么交代呢？
But when you go back to your boss, what will you tell him?
人生是很美好的。
Life is very beautiful.
特别是身体很健康得到神很大祝福的时候，活着是很好的。
Especially when we live a blessed and healthy life that God has given us.
但是如果我们忘记了主人对我们有交代，那等一下回去怎么交代呢？
But if we forget what God has entrusted to us,
所以要把神摆在面前。
So we must, therefore we must remember to put God first.
纪念造我们的主。
And we must remember our Creator.
那什么事情会让我们忘记神呢？
So what allows us to forget God?
我们看十一章的第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 9. 请读。Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment.
好，再看十二章的第一节。
Let's go back to chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
这个地方说在我们毫无喜乐的那个日子没有临到以前，要纪念神。
So here it says that before the years where we have no pleasure in them draw near, we must remember our Creator.
当然那个日子就指在老年了。
And those years refer to old age.
那这一句话也讲老年还没有来到的时候，其实人活着有时候是很快乐的。
And the Ecclesiastes also says that before old age comes, people they do live a happy life.
那特别第九节在讲少年的时候。
And especially in their youth, like verse 9, chapter 11 says.
应当要快乐。
It says that, oh, young man, your heart cheer you.
所以这个小孩子很小，他就知道活着就是要快乐，要有饭。
So even small children know that when they live, they must live for fun.
那长大的也是一样，我们为什么赚钱，为什么要这个，为什么要那个，到最后就是要快乐。
And even when we start earning money, why do we work so hard? It's because we want to buy this or that.
所以现在的人就是以快乐当指标，看我们是不是活着有幸福。
So a lot of people use happiness as a target to see if they are living a joyful life.
活着很快乐啊，我死的一生值得了，没有遗憾。
So if they live a happy life, they will say they can die with no regrets.
活着不快乐，我的人生还是要做主，我活得没有价值。
And if they do not have a happy life, they would think that their life has no value.
所以就以快乐不快乐两分法来判断人生是好还坏。
So they use to happiness or to be unhappy as a way to determine their life.
但是当人在追求快乐的时候。
But when someone is pursuing after happiness.
而且又不是以神为中心的时候
，and on top of that, God is not the center.
我们就忘记了我们要向谁负责
？We will forget who we are accountable to.
所以我们常常是为自己的感觉来负责。
So a lot of times we are responding only to our own feelings.
因此我们要提醒我们自己，
Therefore,
不要为着快乐的人生忘记了我们上面有一个主宰，有一个主人。
Therefore, we must not forget that it not only is we're responding to our happiness, but we have a Father in heaven.
那要纪念他。
And we must remember him.
这是我们从这里学到的很重要的一个功课。
So this is one very important point that we must learn from Ecclesiastes.
那第二个功课就是机会。
And the other is opportunity.
人生是有机会的。
And life is full of opportunities.
但是机会是会过去的。
But opportunities may pass us.
所以机会要把握。
So we must seize that opportunity.
那机会什么时候过去呢？
And when will opportunities pass us?
就是年纪大了，老年来了，机会就过去了。
Is when we are old in age.
所以这个从第二节开始。
Some verse 2.
就在讲老化的过程。
And it's talking about the process of growing older.
那这个老化的过程其实是从这里看起来是相当可怕的。
And from here we would think that this is a very terrifying thing.
这个老化的过程最容易了解就像好像我们开一部车子。
So to grow old is just like driving a car.
开新车的时候可以开得很快很顺，各方面都好。
When you're driving a new car, everything runs smoothly.
但是车子有一定的里数可以开。
But the car has a certain speed that you can drive.
那你开到那个里数快到的时候，就开始各个地方发生问题。
And when you exceed that speed, you may see problems occurring in your car.
你就发现了，开得也不快，问题很多。
And you will see that this car actually does not drive that smooth, and there's a lot of issues with it.
所以人在老化的时候，问题就会出来。
So as someone gets older in age, there may be problems that arise.
所以有一天我们老化，当然我们可以请别人帮我带到，我头痛、腰痛、脚痛、头各个地方都痛。
So of course we can ask people to pray for us, you know, when our back hurts or our head hurts.
但是有一件事是非常重要。
But there's one very important thing.
当我们各部分开始退化，就提醒我们年纪快到了。
When everything starts to deteriorate, that reminds us that time is almost here.
好，我们现在看老化是什么。
So let us see what it is to grow old.
第二节。
Verse 2. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain.
这里讲日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗，就是人的视力越来越减弱。
And that is to say, the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, man's ability and his might weaken.
第三节。
Verse 3. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the...
Okay, 看守房屋的发颤，我们的手发颤啊。
So we see that the keepers of the house tremble.
推磨的稀少，有人把它解释说牙齿掉光了。
And say the grinders cease because they are few.
然后往窗户望都是昏暗的这个人的视力。
And those that look through the windows grow dim.
然后第四节。
Verse 4. When the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird and all the daughters of music are brought low.
第四节就是在讲人就不好睡。
And
雀鸟一叫就起来了。
Verse 4 talks about how sleep comes with difficulty in our old age.
第五节。
Verse 5. Also they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and the desire fails.
第五节就是在提到人就没有安全感，年纪大了对自己掌握不住，就没有安全感。
And verse 5 is relating that when you increase in age, there is no sense of security.
所以我们就可以看到年纪衰老的时候各部分都不行了。
So we'll see that as you get older, there are many things you cannot do on your own.
那这个机会是什么？
So what is this opportunity?
就是当我们年纪差，行动自如，有很多的精力、脑力、体力的时候，不要因为快乐而忘记了这个服侍神为神出力的时间会过去的。
And that is to say that in our prime, when we are full of knowledge and might, let us not forget our Creator.
我们常常听到人到年纪大的时候很后悔他没有做什么事情。
Oftentimes we'll hear how elderly people will say they regret not doing something in their younger days.
没有去哪里玩。
Maybe they didn't go someplace for vacation.
他没有读什么书。
Or they didn't pursue after a certain degree.
或者他没有成就他人生的什么目标。
Or he did not accomplish a certain goal he set for himself.
但是我们很少听到人年纪大的时候很后悔我没有为神做什么。
But we hardly ever hear someone in their old age say, I regret that I did something for God.
其实这是最重要的。
And this is what is most important.
我活的一辈子到底我为神做什么。
I live my entire life, but what have I done it for God?
好像赞美诗281首，如果今天主召我回去，我能够交什么账？
So it's just like in the hymn book, 281, when God calls me back, what can I say I've done for him?
哦，这个是最重要一件事情。
And this is the most important thing.
哦，因此我们要把握机会。
Therefore, we must grasp the opportunity.
哦，当然到年纪大了，能够热心爱主，这个感谢神。
And of course, in our old age, if we're still able to love God fervently, then thank God.
但是在年轻的时候，哦，我们就懂得把最好的献给神，这是最好的。
But if we remember in our youth to offer the best that we have to God, this is better.
哦，但是这是机会。
But this is opportunity.
会过去的，也时间一年一年，一天一天，一年一年会过去的。
An opportunity like this will slip by, a day by day, year by year.
有一天呢，这个日子一过完，你就没有机会。
And then one day, when the time has gone by, you will no longer have that chance.
哦，所以在虚空的人生当中，哦，要把握机会。
So in this life of vanity, we must grasp that opportunity.
哦，那我们一生就没有遗憾，没有遗憾，因为我真的为神做了一些事情。
So in our life, we will have no regrets because I have served God.
好，第三点。
The third point.
好，我们现在看啊，《传道书》的十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
第六节到第七节。
Verse 6 and 7. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
哦，这个第六节在讲，哦，人死的好像银链折断，金冠破裂。
So verse 6, when it describes how a silver cord is loose or the golden bowl is broken, this is referring to death.
哦，瓶子在泉旁损坏。
So death is like a pitcher shattered at the fountain. 哦，
水轮在街口破烂，这都已经没有作用了。
Or the wheel broken at the wall, there's no use.
哦，这些过去很有用的，被人所重视的，啊，成为装饰品的，现在都没有用了。
All these things that were once valued by man, is no longer useful.
哦，第七节。
Verse 7. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
好，这个第七节在讲人生集中的追求是什么。
So verse 7 is talking about what the pursuit of life is.
我们现在看不清楚。
Right now we may not be able to see clearly.
除了从圣经之外，如果没有圣经，你怎么想都想不出人生最后在追求什么。
Without the Bible, it doesn't matter how hard you try to think it. You will not understand what the pursuit of life is.
那圣经就把人拆作两部分。
And so the Bible divides people into two groups.
第一个是尘土。
One is dust.
我们身体是尘土造的。
That our bodies are made from dust.
那第二个是里面的灵魂。
And the other is spirit.
所以灵魂进到尘土就是活的人。
And so when the spirit enters this dust, then it becomes a person.
那灵魂离开肉体就死了。
But when the spirit leaves the physical body, then it is
dead. 那死的那一天，尘土归于地。
So on the day that we die, the dust will return to the earth.
所以这里告诉我们，我们人真正的价值不在乎肉体。
So here it tells us that our true value does not lie in our physical being.
那真正的我是什么？
So what is our true self?
真正的我就是住在肉体里面那个灵。
Our true self is a spirit that resides within us.
那如果肉体会归泥土，那真正的我要去哪里？
So if our physical body returns to the earth, then where does our spirit return to?
仍要归四灵的神。
And the spirit will return to God.
所以人生集中的追求是什么？
So the ultimate pursuit of life, what is it?
回到造我的灵魂那个神。
Is to return to the creator of my spirit, God.
好，那到主耶稣来了，他就把这个讲得很清楚。
So when Jesus came, he explained this very clearly.
好，我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
好，约翰福音。
Book of John.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这里主耶稣说，没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
And so Jesus here clearly states that unless you go through me, no one will get to the Father.
哦，所以我们是从神来的。
So we know that we come from God.
在地上七八十年。
And we live on this earth maybe 70, 80 years.
那最后要回到父那里去。
But in the end, we want to return to God.
那怎么回去呢?
So how do we return?
主耶稣说,我就是道路。
Jesus has said, I am the way.
主耶稣就是道路。
Jesus is the way.
所以圣经说,有子的就有永生,约翰一书。
So in 1 John,
有子善的就有永生。有子。儿子这个子就他就有永生。
In 1 John it says that with the Son we have eternal life.
Yeah, 没有子就没有永生。
And without the Son we do not have eternal life.
为什么？因为主耶稣就是一条路。
Because Jesus is this path.
引导我们回到天父那里，那叫做永生。
And he guides us back to the Father and this is eternal life.
所以这条路如果没有找到。
So if we cannot find this path.
就回不到父那里去了。
Then we cannot return to the Father.
就没有永生了。
And there is no eternal life.
这条路如果找到了。
But if we were to find this path.
我们走不下去了。
And we're unable to walk it to the end.
也没有办法得到永生。
We're still unable to receive eternal life.
找到了，然后把它走到底。
But for those who have found this path and are able to walk it to the end.
那我们就能够得到永生。
Then we are able to receive eternal life.
这个就是人生的集中追求。
And this is the ultimate pursuit in our lives.
那要回到父那里去，这是恩典。
So to be able to return to God, this is grace.
因为我们是不配的。
Because we are unworthy.
因为我们犯罪。
And because we have sinned.
所以要靠恩典。
So we must rely on grace.
那虽然这条路是主耶稣的血铺成的。
So even though this path was paved with Jesus' blood.
这是恩典。
We still know this is grace.
但是天国是努力的人进去的。
But heaven is only entered by those who put forth the effort.
努力的人就得着。
And those who are able to will receive.
所以要回到父那里去，需要下功夫，要努力。
So for those who want to return to the God, this takes time and effort.
要努力做什么？
But what we must put effort to do.
要努力进窄门。
We must enter this narrow path, narrow door.
就是主耶稣。
And that narrow door is Jesus.
要努力走那个窄的路。
We must walk that narrow road.
那个窄的路是什么？
And what is this narrow road?
就是圣经的教训。
And that is the teachings in the Bible.
但是到最后是永生。
But in the end, it brings us eternal life.
所以人生的集中追求就是回到神那里。
So the ultimate pursuit of our life is to return to God.
那既然这个是这么重要。
So because this is that important.
所以我们要付任何的代价来把这条路走完。
We must pay even the ultimate price to walk this to the end.
甚至连肉体的生命牺牲都是值得。
Even if we were to sacrifice our physical body, even that would be worth it.
因为我们可以回到父那里去。
Because then we are able to return to God.
所以我们再回来看传道书的十二章。
Let us turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书的十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
这里讲人所当尽的本分。
Let's see that verse 13 records that a man's all
尊敬我们的主人
is to fear God
谨守神的诫命
and to keep his commandments
对这样的人生才不会虚空
and that way this kind of life would not be in vanity
那十四节
verse 14
因为人所做的连一切隐藏的事神必审问
for God will bring every work into judgment including every secret thing whether good or evil
那什么叫做神必审问呢
what does it mean that God will judge every work
就是要在神的天平上称一称
is that we will be measured in God's scales
好像伯沙撒王
just like a king
伯沙撒王他在神的面前有亏欠
and so a king in before
但以理书的伯沙撒王他在神面前有亏欠。
So there's a king before God and he was guilty.
因为圣经说在神的天平上他有亏欠。
Because he could not measure to he cannot weigh to the scales of God.
一边放神给他的恩典他成为王。
And on one side he measured the grace of God and he was able to become king.
一边放他的生活。
But on the other side, he measured his life.
有亏欠就是没有办法平衡。
And there was a deficit, so they're unable to be equally balanced.
那一天晚上他就被杀掉了。
And that night he was killed.
因为他有亏欠。
Because.
那神审问一边就是放神的恩典。
So for God to bring into judgment, that is to say on one side, he puts his grace.
另外一方面就是放我们的生活。
And on the other side, our life.
所以圣经说我们行事为人要对得起神。
So that's why it says that when we act towards man, we must be accountable and answerable to God.
Worthy of God.
To be worthy of God.
就是说跟神一样有价值。
And that's to say to be, have the same value as God.
所以我们每一个人到最后都要在神的天平上称一称。
So at the end, everyone will be measured on the scale and to be judged by God.
在那个时候我们能够被神所称赞，被神所给予荣耀，那就是最大的恩典了。
And the biggest grace is to be praised by God and to be given glory by God at that time.
所以传道书就是拆掉消极的人生。
So Ecclesiastes is trying to refute a passive life.
就是把地上当作生活的目标。
And that's to say not have the world be our pursuit.
把自己取代神来取悦自己。
And not to replace God with ourselves and to satisfy only ourselves.
这个拆掉了,
Once we remove this concept, then we're able to put God at the center of our lives. And to receive joy within God. And to live a meaningful life within God. And that way we can live with hope. And this is the end goal of the book of Ecclesiastes.
454.
Hymn 454.